You what, mama?
Have you ever heard it used as a noun to call somebody a queer? Have you ever heard it used that way?
A queer.
Uh-huh. Like, he's a queer?
I don't believe I have.
And someone's real sure of himself. He makes up his mind, and then you can't argue with him. He's never going to admit he's wrong. You tell him not to be so.
Well, he's stubborn, one thing.
Mark.
Okay.
He's, well, no, that ain't the word.
What else could you say besides stubborn?
Smart.
Well, then he makes, now ask it again, not get more.
Well, you could say a person's stubborn, or what else can you say that means about the same thing as stubborn? Do you ever say he's sod or he's mule-headed or?
Well, I've heard the word that he's mule-headed. That means, of course, that would mean that he was just kind of stubborn because mules get stubborn.
And somebody that you can't joke with without them losing their temper, you'd say that he's...
Well...
Just any little thing, and he loses his temper.
Yeah. You can't joke with him. He's... He loses his temper too quick.
Uh-huh. Or say something happened to embarrass a person, and then he didn't like you to mention it, you know, because it had embarrassed him. You'd say, well...
He's...
Don't bring up that subject to him, because when it comes to that, he's still awfully...
Touches.
Uh-huh. And you say, well, I was just kidding him. I didn't know he'd get so...
I didn't know he was so touches. I didn't know he... was a...
But all of a sudden he got really...
Blow up the handle because he...
Well, say someone lost their temper, you say.
Well, he just lost his temper and...
And he got
angry.
Uh-huh.
And said more than he should.
And someone's about to lose their temper. You might tell them, now just...
Just quieten down and don't...
Or just keep...
Just keep quiet.
Okay.
And don't lose your temper.
Did you ever say keep calm or calm?
Keep calm, yeah. Just keep calm and don't lose your temper.
And if you had been working very hard, you'd say you were very...
Tired.
Any other things you'd say?
Well, weary.
Wore out.
Yeah, wore out.
Uh-huh. And if a person had been well, then suddenly you hear that they've got some disease, you'd say, well, yesterday they were fine. When was it that they...
When was it they... got sick, or when was it they found out that this was wrong with them?
And if a person went outside in bad weather and came in and his eyes and nose were running and he was sneezing, you say he...
Oh, he caught a cold.
Okay. And if he couldn't talk right then, he sounded...
Hoarse.
And if you do that, you have a...
Cold.
Or you call that a...
A bad cold.
Or what do you do?
Call.
And say you got someone some medicine, you go in and you say, well, why haven't you...
taken this medicine.
And the person might say, well, an hour ago I...
I took it an hour ago.
And in another hour I'll...
In another hour I'll take it again.
And someone who can't hear anything at all, you'd say that
he's... deaf.
And if a man had been out working in the sun and he takes off his shirt and it's all wet, he'd say, look how much I...
perspire or sweat.
And a sore that comes to a head would be called a...
Well, a rising or